sports fans, join the conversation on the go with Audio Roadshow, the free mobile app that brings talk radio fans one step closer to the studio. Get live streaming audio, flash polls, and the ability to record and send a 10-second audio comment from your iPhone or Android.
He's an impact player on defense.
They've just got so many holes in the roster to fill.
He already cost us one World Series.
The Audio Roadshow app from CBS Local. Download it free at the App Store and Google Play. Sports fans, join the conversation on the go with Audio Roadshow, the free mobile app that brings talk radio fans one step closer to the studio. Get live streaming audio, flash polls, and the ability to record and send a 10-second audio comment from your iPhone or Android.
He's an impact player on defense.
They've just got so many holes in the roster to fill.
He already cost us one World Series.
The Audio Roadshow app from CBS Local. Download it free at the App Store and Google Play.
Suburban Tire Auto Care Center, Chicagoland's tire professionals, is the store to get your car ready for winter. Suburban Tire stocks thousands of tires from all the brand names, including Michelin, where right now you can get a $70 mail-in rebate. Rebate offer good November 10th through December 8th. Stop in now and get $20 off any oil change or $40 off coolant flush. Forget the national chains. Visit them at SuburbanTire.com for money-saving coupons or their store locations in St. Charles, Hanover Park, Oswego, Roselle, or the Superstore on North Avenue in Glendale Heights. Suburban Tire Auto Care Centers, Chicagoland's premier independent tire dealer. See redemption form for complete offer details. Offer expires 12/8/14. Void or prohibited. Reward card issued by U.S. Bank pursuant to license from MasterCard International Incorporated.
Wisconsin. Bears, White Sox, Cubs, Bulls, and Blackhawks. We cover them all. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. We are Chicago's original sports talk station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. The Wolves return to Allstate Arena January 31st against division rival Rockford and is part of the Illinois Lottery Cup. Coach Tom Thibodeau to be without Joakim Noah tonight against the Spurs as the Bulls host San Antonio. Noah with a sprained ankle. Mike Dunleavy also with an injured ankle. He's going to be a game-time decision, though he did practice for Thibs today.
You know, I think the more he plays, the better it's going to be. I feel the same way about Joakim. And so, you know, we just got to keep moving forward. You know, the important thing is, you know, how we can improve their performance. And I think the more they play, the better it'll be.
There is some good news, though. Derrick Rose, or some additional good news, I guess. Derrick Rose has been cleared to play extended minutes. This, according to Casey Johnson, who was on The Score earlier today. In a press conference today, Patriots coach Bill Belichick says that he had no idea any of the footballs used in the AFC Championship game were underinflated and that he never cares about that sort of thing. Belichick says that more of a concern for quarterbacks and kickers. Speaking of quarterbacks, Tom Brady will address the media. That's supposed to be now at 3:15, and we will have it live on The Score. By the way, for the Super Bowl coming up, Bears equipment manager Tony Medlin is going to be in charge of all the game balls. And the Bears coaching staff essentially
coat done. Drive.
That's my guy.
Who is Medlin?
Oh, yeah.
T-Med. Oh, yeah. Coat drive.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds a lot like your impression of Jigs.
Well, evidently.
They're not the same person.
No.
No, but Jigs used to talk about Tony Medlin's coat drive. Yeah, that's coat the bit. Drive.
Oh, I never heard. I don't know.
It's the coat drive.
Man, I don't know.
The
coat drive.
It is Ranji's first day after
it
all.
It is my first. You know, I was here like at the very
been
end.
What, 10 years? You don't know that bit?
No. Oh, wow. Jiggets was on, when I first started, I think he was on with, because it was North and Buffon. Nope. I think Jiggets might have been on at night sometimes.
Oh,
because
oh, okay.
Yeah, all because right. I think Jay Hood was the primary nighttime guy when I started. Okay. But, yeah, so all I remember is people making fun of Jiggets reading the
like tell him your name,
yes, that one. Tell him your name, sent you. That's the one. Reading it word for word. That's all I remember.
He's a great guy. We love Jiggs.
Oh, he's
part of the
nice
history,
dude.
The rich tapestry of The Score.
And actually, he had a. I got in the habit sometimes after games of watching the Comcast Sportsnet immediate post game after some Bears games. He had some strong thoughts. He was actually he and Jim Miller, and it was
our Jim Miller.
Yes, I know. It was he was actually quite good.
Yeah, I was on, he was the first host of the Chicago Tribune live show.
Correct.
Yeah, and so I was on that one of the, I don't know, it was one of the first.
That's it, it was like match game, and yeah, they had
the really long table. Yeah. Yeah, that was back then.
Why were you on it?
I don't know. They've been running out of people? same reason I'm ever on it now.
You know, I love you, but I just wonder why.
They get down to the very end, and they need people.
Okay, all right.
Jerry Riles was on with me one time.
Well, there you go.
Wow.
Recently, actually, in the last year.
That tells you all you need to know.
Baseball, the score is Bruce Levine says the White Sox have signed catcher Giovanni Soto to a minor league deal. He is going to compete for a spot on the 25-man roster. The Lakers have announced that Kobe Bryant has a torn rotator cuff, suffered last night against New Orleans. L.A. will take on the Spurs tomorrow. College hoops, DePaul plays Seton Hall tonight, and then we have the broadcast at 5:55. This update brought to you by PDQ Signature Systems, fast, efficient restaurant POS software. And football's all-star coverage on the score brought to you by Rockin' Refuel, available in the dairy case at Jewel Osco. 670 weather tonight, partly cloudy, low of 28. We'll have a high of 39 tomorrow. I'm Chris Ranji on the home for Bears fans and the number one station for breaking Bears news and information, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Boars and Bernstein.
You bet, bro.
Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
At 304, Boars and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. We believe Tom Brady, it's apparently turned into a Bears press conference, is now going to speak at 315. We will have that. If you need this, and maybe this will give you a sense of something, I don't know.
I think it's going to be all over very soon, and then the NFL will say we're not going to let the teams doctor their footballs anymore, because so much of this is accepted on an unwritten level, sort of on an off-the-books level. Teams do this. I'm not excusing it. It's just something that everybody... It's a fact that teams ask their quarterback, how do you want your ball? And they tell him, I like it roughed up. I like it turgid.
Yes,
I like it soft.
Wow.
And it's like ordering eggs.
Wow.
In Willowbrook, this is Rick. He's on the score.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Okay.
Do you mind if I ask you a couple questions as opposed to making some comments?
Go ahead.
That's fine.
Yeah, you know, first of all, I just wanted to tell you, when they signed Gasol, I that put a big question mark in my mind as to how they were going to rearrange things. But when is, you know, it seems like the Bulls, almost every game, have an injury report that has two or three guys on it. When is Dunleavy coming back?
Tonight.
Is his injury the type that's repeatable on a frequent basis, or... one of those things where once he comes back, he should be healthy unless something weird happens.
Well, they called it something weird, Rick. They called it a jammed ankle.
Yeah.
And I have no clue. I really can't answer the question because I don't know what they meant.
The initial thing was like a couple games.
Right. And then he said he was not running pain free. And even now he's not running quite pain free. Without knowing what the injury is, I don't know what completely honest, I don't know what jammed means in reference to an ankle injury.
I've never heard of it.
It's just the word they've been using.
Mm-hmm.
So I
and it went from a couple games to this.
Right. I apologize for sounding like I'm trying to cop out of the answer.
No, we don't know. I mean, that's an injury that I had never heard of, and they said just a couple games and everything will be fine. And then it became three, then it became four, then it became five. And then he practiced the other day, and he still didn't play. He supposedly had a full practice before the game the other day, participated fully, and yet did not play in the game.
I do know they miss him. They miss the spacing. They miss the fact that Jimmy Butler slides back to his much more effective position at the two. The other thing about Butler, ever since he came back from that bereavement leave, he hasn't been the same player either. Now, I don't know if that's coincidental with playing more small forward or not, but it's certainly concurrent. I don't know what the deal is.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't. He has not been very effective. He's not been the guy that was the MVP.
The max player.
Yeah.
Because he was looking at a max contract until all of a sudden he turned into Jimmy Butler again.
Yeah.
The shooting percentages and everything went
weird,
sort of snapped back to what he'd previously been. Yeah.
Yeah. It's been really strange that all of a sudden, like, he left and he comes back and Jimmy Butler stayed away. They sent this guy. I mean, he's well on his way to the lottery win. And what happens?
This is the guy that we've seen in past years with the some of the shooting problems.
But I think you're right, though. I think it does have something to do with playing at a position he's not. I mean, he can play it. I just don't know that he's as effective at it. So, I can't make a final call on that yet. I think that probably has something to do with it more than anything else.
Nor should you. And I think the question was asked during transition is that what happens? What's the consequence if the Bulls lay another egg tonight?
Well, I guess I don't know. If you just get beat, if you just play hard and you get beat, I mean that's going to happen.
Big deal. They're a good
team. Yeah, because look, it is after all the Spurs. It's not somebody that you say, well, okay, we'll handle this easily. It's not somebody from the East. So I mean, I guess you just have to observe the game, and then you go to Dallas.
Yeah. Right now, we're going to take a timeout. We'll come back and hear what Tom Brady has to say.
Look forward to it.
We'll carry it live on The Score.
Listen to the Spiegel and Manilli Show, featuring 16-year Bears veteran Patrick Manilli, 9-1 on The Score.
Tom Thibodeau, he's got to figure out another way to get them to play the kind of defense he needs, without the way he's done his whole life, which is just practice more, practice harder.
They're aged and they're broken. You've got bad knees and you've got a higher age bracket on your team.
The Spiegel and Manilli Show, middays 9-1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. That story about golfer Robert Allenby just seems too bizarre. However, he is sticking to it. He insists that he was abducted and beaten and robbed. Quote, you see this in movies. I've watched Taken and Taken 2 a few times. It's kind of like a spitting image, end quote. I don't know, Bob. I've seen those same movies, except I remember them being about Albanian sex traffickers kidnapping women, not pro golfers getting jumped by Johnny Walker. Allegedly. Nothing about this story seems to add up, especially that part about him allegedly getting separated from a caddy and a friend. Caddy is another word for wingman, and there is no way he's leaving the moneymaker in a situation like that. And if the police really are still looking for suspects, I would start by questioning Captain Morgan. I'm Jim Rome.
If you are or want to be a truck driver, there's never been a better time to check out Schneider. And that's saying a lot. For 80 years, Schneider has delivered rewarding truck driving careers. And now, we're adding many new customers with January startup dates. That means even more opportunities for you in 2015. See all that Schneider has to offer and apply at SchneiderJobs.com or call 800-44-PRIDE. That's SchneiderJobs.com or 800-44-PRIDE.
The highway, a strip of asphalt to carry you between points A and B. But in an all-new 2015 Mercedes-Benz GLA, there is no point B. Because when you're driving a GLA for Mercedes-Benz, you're not concerned with the destination, only the adventure. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer today and see the world differently in a GLA 250 4MATIC.
FINRA SIPC.
Join Northwestern Basketball, Chicago's Big Ten team, as Coach Collins and the Cat.
How did I get here? Dumb luck? Or good decisions? About marriage? Children? Money? About tomorrow?
Who matters most to you says the most about you. At MassMutual, we're owned by our policy owners, and they matter most to us. Learn more at massmutual.com/mutuality. Ready to plan for your family's future? Contact Hoopas Financial Group at 312-347-1660.
And now, another smash hit from Flo. Progressive Mobile is always with you, like an invisible friend named Mary Jo.
With Progressive Mobile, you can buy and manage a policy from your phone. Yeah! It goes wherever you go, like an invisible friend named Mary Jo. Ooh, yeah, well, don't call her Mary. Don't call her Joe. Her name is Mary Jo, and she's invisible.
Progressive Mobile. Insurance made easy. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
It features like a 9-speed transmission with a fully electronic rotary shifter that boasts up to 36 mpg highway. It's clear we are making all new, new again. Hurry into your local Chrysler dealership and check out the 200 today.
Right now, get 0% APR financing for 84 months, plus $500 bonus cash on the 2015 Chrysler 200. Hurry to your local Chrysler dealer today for this great deal. Based on FCA US LLC standard midsize sedan segment, EPA estimated fuel economy with 2.4-liter engine and 9-speed automatic transmission excludes LX. 0% APR financing for 84 months equals $1,190 per month for 1,000 financed for well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital regardless of down payment. Not all buyers will qualify. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 2-2. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the OneTouch Mail-R Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Mail-R Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Tom Brady's a pretty boy.
He is a pretty boy.
He's a handsome guy, and he's married to a supermodel.
He is a handsome guy, but I just don't think he gets enough credit as being a grinder. He's the epitome of, he's a Midwest boy who really didn't come from much at all. You know, obviously everyone knows the backstory. He was hardly drafted in the first place, late round pick.
Isn't he from California?
No, he's from Michigan. But at the end of the day, he's earned everything that he's gotten, and I just appreciate
No, he's from California.
I didn't think he's from Michigan. I love our fathers. Pretty boy.
Yeah, we talk for like, he doesn't get the credit he deserves as being flinty Midwesterner that he is.
Does
flinty only apply to Northeasterners? Usually you hear it about the people from New Hampshire.
Him and Giselle just bought, I know it's recent, I saw pictures of it the other day, a new mansion in California where of course, he's from Michigan. I don't know why he didn't build it there. But I think it's like a $25 million place.
Yeah.
Pretty nice, by the way, it looks to me. I'm not a housing expert, as you know.
Yeah, she makes a nice living herself.
Highest paid in the world.
I think they can afford it.
Highest paid in the world.
A nice home.
We were discussing this before. Chris and I, if it's possible, she makes more money than he does.
Is she still smoking?
We did look that up, Terry. Three times as much as Tom Brady.
Does she still smoke? I mean, I know she's smoking, but does she? I know she would enjoy the occasional butt, but that's such a turnoff with these supermodels.
I don't know. Is that correct? She's still smoking?
I know a lot of them do. She
makes three times as much as Tom Brady.
Jeez.
Then you only get one room in the house, dude.
Yeah,
pretty boy.
Makes three times as much and isn't going to hurt her head. Much, much, much lower concussion risk. Standing there in a push-up bra. And how old is she now? Because usually the true supermodel shelf life, you're like top of the world. Eventually gravity gets you, you know?
Not yet. The gravity has not caught up to her.
Well, it does get everybody.
The Super Bowl, which
there is.
We've been trying to do for the last
Thanks
few
to
days.
NFL but, Network.
You know, Coach Belichick addressed it with you guys this morning, and I wanted to give you guys the opportunity to ask questions that you want. I'll do my best to provide the answers that, you know, I have, if any. And we'll go from there.
When and how did you alter the balls? When and how you supposedly alter the balls?
I didn't, you know, have any, you know, I didn't alter the ball in any way. I have a process that I go through before every game where I go in and I pick the balls that I want to, the footballs that I want to use for the game. Our equipment guys do a great job of breaking the balls in. You know, they have the process that they go through. When I pick those footballs out, at that point, you know, to me, they're perfect. I don't want anyone touching the balls after that. I don't want anyone rubbing them, you know, putting any air in them, taking any air out. To me, those balls are perfect, and that's what I expect when I show up on the field. So, you know, that happened, obviously, on Sunday night. It was the same process that I always go through. I didn't think anything of it. You know, obviously, I woke up Monday morning and answered a question on the radio about it. And that was, you know, the first I really heard of it.
So, Tom, you never thought Peter Alexander from NBC News. This has raised a lot of uncomfortable conversations for people around this country who view you, a three-time Super Bowl champion, a two-time MVP, as their idol. The question they're asking themselves is, what's up with our hero? So can you answer right now, is Tom Brady a cheater?
I don't believe so. I mean, I feel like I've always played within the rules. I would never do anything to break the rules. You know, I believe in fair play and I respect the league and, you know, everything that they're doing to try to create a very competitive playing field for all the NFL teams. It's a very competitive league. You know, every team is, you know, trying to do the best they can to win every week. You know, I believe in fair play and I always believe in it for as long as I'm playing.
Did Coach know about this process at all? And after he spoke earlier, everybody kind of said that he kind of threw you in front of the bus. Did you feel like he kind of just put you in front of this?
No, I think everyone's obviously trying to figure out what happened. I think that's, you know, the main thing over the last couple days. It's trying to figure out, you know, what happened. Like I said, I was as surprised as anybody when I heard Monday morning what was happening. That's, I think over the last few days, people have been trying to figure out, as the NFL is trying to figure out, you know, what part of the process. And you know, from when I saw the ball, which was 5 hours before halftime, you know, what exactly happened.
Tom, do all the NFL quarterbacks doctor the balls? Do you feel you've done anything differently than anybody else in the league?
I'm not sure. You know, I can only speak for myself. I think that there's a process that everybody goes through breaking in footballs, and it's, you know, probably like a lot like a baseball mitt when you're a kid. I try to explain that to my friends a lot. You know, when you use and that's your equipment, and that's you know, a football is something that I handle on every play. I want to be very familiar with the equipment that I'm using, just like my cleats, just like my helmet, just like my, you know, my pads. You know, you go through that process of breaking the balls in and getting comfortable with them. Of course, you know, I choose the balls that I want to use for the game, and then, you know, that's what I expect to go out on the playing field with.
Tom, how important is it for you to get this out of the way and take this head on so that your teammates and the rest of the team can get focused on the Super Bowl?
Oh, my God.
Well, that's, you know, that's where the importance is, you know, as far as I'm concerned. I know, you know, this is a very important thing, and that's why I'm here addressing it. You know, I know my teammates, you know, We've accomplished something really special getting to this point. You know, it's, I don't like the fact that this has taken away from some of the accomplishment of, you know, what we've achieved as a team. And I think, you know, hopefully our best is still to come. So we're going to work as hard as we can over the next 10 days to put ourselves in, you know, a great position to be prepared for the game.
From a quote-unquote underinflated ball to an overinflated ball, and the balls that you used in the first half, did you notice a difference in the balls that were actually there for the second half? And would it make a difference?
I didn't, from the first half to the second half, I didn't think twice about it. I mean, I don't have put one thought into the football at that point. You know, once I approved the ball, like I said, that's the ball that I expect out there on the field. So it wasn't even a thought, inkling of a concern of mine that you know, they were any different. I just assumed that they were exactly the same. First half, second half.
Tom, what do you say about to the skeptics who say, look, the Patriots have had violations before. How can we possibly believe what Brady and the coach are saying now?
Well, everybody has, you know, an opinion. I think everybody has, you know, the right to believe whatever they want. I don't ever cast judgment on someone's belief system, and I don't you know, if that's what they feel like they want to do, then, you know, I don't have a problem with it. I think part of being in this position and putting yourself under a spot like this and being open for criticism, I think that's very much a part of being a professional athlete. So, you know, we can only express to you what our side is and how we approach it, and then everyone is going to make their own.
As a follow-up, are you comfortable within yourself that nobody on Sunday on the Patriots side did anything wrong?
I have no knowledge of anything. I have no knowledge of any wrongdoing of any.
Nobody did anything wrong?
Yeah, I'm very comfortable saying that. I'm very comfortable saying that nobody did it. As far as I know, I don't know everything. I also understand that I, you know, was in a locker room preparing for a game for 5 hours. I don't know what happened over the course of the process with the footballs. I was preparing for my own job and doing what I needed to do.
Tom, three or four years ago, you said that you liked the ball deflated. You were quoted saying you liked throwing a deflated ball. You actually joked about Gronk spiking it because it oozes out a little bit of air. You like a softer ball. So explain that comment in context of what you're dealing with this week.
Yeah, I know. I remember, you know, I obviously read that I said that. You know, I like them at the way that I like them, which is at 12.5. I mean, to me, that's a perfect grip for the football. So, I mean, I think that particular term, you know, deflated or inflated, whatever norm you're using, you could probably use. I would never do anything outside of the rules of play. I would never, you know, have someone do something that I thought was outside of the
so you never knowingly played with a football that was under 12 and a half pounds of pressure?
No.
Tom, should you have tried to find out why the ball in the last 3 days, why the ball was so underinflated? I mean, obviously, it's important to you and the reputation of the Patriots, but have you tried to find out, even though you don't know that? Or should you have tried to find out why the balls were underinflated?
Well, that's a great question. I think there's a lot of people that have more information than me. You know, I only know what I've kind of gone through in the process that I've, you know, taken as part of the game and in the post game, as well as trying to prepare for the Super Bowl. So, you know, yeah, I have questions too, but, you know, I mean, there's nobody that I know that can answer the questions that I have. So I just have tried my best to focus on what I need to do is to be prepared for
Seattle. If you know the look and feel of football, do you think there could have been other games where you played with an underinflated football, since that football you played with was maybe something you preferred?
I don't know. I don't, like I said, once I'm out on the field, I'm playing, you know, I have no thought of the football at that point. I'm thinking
ridiculous.
About the defense. I'm thinking about the execution of the play and what I need to do. I'm not thinking about you know, how the football feels. I grip the football and
saying, hey, have I played with an underinflated ball before?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Hey, Tom,
this was the first that I heard of it. Obviously, on Monday morning was the first that I heard of it.
If it's found that someone did improperly tamper with the balls in some way, it's important for you and the legacy of this team that someone's held accountable.
Well, that's for, you know, I'm not the one that imposes, you know, those type of, you know, accountability. It's, you know, discipline, all that. That's, you know, not really my job. So, you know, obviously I'd like to know what happened, as you all would too.
Who cares?
In the meantime, I'm going to try to get ready to do the best I can to play, you know, against the Seahawks, because I can't do anything of what's happened in the past. You know, I have to just go forward with the most awareness as I can going forward and trying to be the best that I could be for our team.
Everybody's entitled to their.
So they deflated themselves.
But how does it make you feel that they're calling your team cheaters on the week, 2 weeks before the Super Bowl?
I think a big part of playing here is, you know, trying to ignore the outside forces and influences and people that are maybe fans of your team or not fans of your team or fans of yourself or not fans of yourself. And like I said, everybody's entitled to an opinion. You know, those opinions rest with those people. You know, I think you can just go out and try to be the best person you can be, deal with people with respect, with honesty, with integrity, you know, have a high moral standard. You know, and I've always really tried to exemplify that as an athlete. And I'll continue to try to do that.
Motivate you guys?
I mean, we got a lot of motivation. And I would say we got a lot of motivation as a team.
Super Bowl.
But, you know, I think our team's overcome a lot of adversity this year.
And motivation.
I think sometimes in life, the biggest challenges end up being the best things that happen in your life. And we've overcome a lot of those this year as a team. So, you know, we can rally around one another and support one another. You can be the best teammate that you can possibly be. And, you know, you can go out and support each other and try to go win a very important game.
Did you address your teammates today? And if so, what did you say to them?
Those are, you know, very personal things, you know, with my teammates. So that's, yeah, it was very personal comments.
When you picked up the ball, was that before they went to the referee?
Yeah, they always are. It's always the same process. I get here, you know, the playoffs, I got here pretty early before the games, and then I go
really
in there and I choose
however
many balls are necessary for the game. Sometimes it's 12, 16, 18, 24. This last particular game was 24. And when I felt them, they were perfect. I mean, I wouldn't want anyone touching those. I would zip those things up and lock them away until I got out on the field and had the opportunity to play with them, and that's what I thought I was doing.
Those balls were what they were. Then they go to the officials. By halftime, they're deflated by two points?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That was very surprising to me.
Tom, one of your teammates this morning said that this was a media thing and gives us something to talk about. Is that the feeling in the room? Because he didn't give it as much seriousness as I thought he would have. Is there a feeling behind closed doors that we're blowing this out of proportion? Or is it a serious thing that you're really concerned about?
Absolutely. No, it's very serious. This is a very serious, you know, topic. You know, obviously the integrity of the sport is very important.
It's like Danny's had enough.
Incoming!
There's an entire room filled with adults shouting over each other to ask you about the inflation of a ball. That's awesome.
That just kept going, huh?
Why can't you just have somebody kind of refereeing back there and stand up and give a question?
You're supposed to have a PR person there handling that.
Instead of that. Although I enjoyed that. Don't get me wrong. I like
Mr. President! Mr. President!
Yeah, I like it. Me like it.
It was like a scene out of a movie when someone's on the courthouse steps, and that's all I'm going to say, and then everyone asks the question.
It's like The Fugitive,
Yeah, can we have that the rest of the time when we exist, that sound of those people screaming? We can have that, can't we? Oh, thank you very much. God, I need that.
And our second half's about to begin.
Scoreboard update.
It's so funny because I was just having this conversation with somebody that press conferences aren't like that. People aren't shouting over each other, especially sports press conferences. And it's about inflated balls. It's not even serious. it's not a big deal.
He said at the end, it's very serious.
It's extremely serious.
Just so ridiculous. Man. I mean, you know, it's cheating or whatever, but
whatever, dude.
Ridiculous.
Mr. Brady. Man.
Right.
Stupid.
What did you know and when did you know it?
No, you got to do it in unison with everybody. Shut up.
If you really think about it, it's like we're idiots,
it's
right?
Absurd.
I mean,
it's absolutely absurd.
We just spent 17 minutes listening to a press conference about whether or not a football was properly inflated. Oh my God, it's ridiculous.
Yep.
Let's just turn it off and go home.
The station?
Yes.
Just pull the plug on the whole thing on the transmitter and just get out of here.
Oh my God.
Yeah, our existence is entirely absurd.
it's not
from
perfect.
Mine too. From the Chicago Wolves update, student, it's time to get serious now.
Yes, get serious about sports, will you?
Yep. Wolves return to Allstate Arena January 31st against division rival Rockford, part of the Illinois Lottery Cup. Moments ago, Patriots quarterback Tom Brady.
Lead story.
Top of the
this
newscast.
This is a big deal.
Yep.
Such a big deal.
Your script. Here's their writing about it.
I was writing this and I'm thinking this is so stupid.
You know, we need a sound actuality for the man in the cap.
We have a breaking news thing, don't we? Should play that. Anyway, here's what he said.
When I pick those footballs out, at that point, you know, to me, they're perfect. I don't want anyone touching the balls after that. Me I don't either. Want anyone rubbing them.
Nope.
You know, putting in the air in them, taking the air out.
Nope.
To me, those balls are perfect, and that's what I expect when I show up on the field.
To me, these balls are perfect and precious.
You deal with them.
Away! Do not touch my perfect preciousness.
Precious.
Really is a handsome man, though, isn't he?
How are they, Tom? They are perfect. These rubbed balls are perfection. Now I don't think about them. I never think about them. Oh, but I must think about them. They're so perfect. How can I not think about perfection? You've rubbed them so perfectly. No, I have to go to the locker room. I must prepare for the game. But the balls, the perfect, perfect balls.
When I pick those footballs out, at that point, you know, to me, they're perfect.
He's still going on, by the way.
I know, he's still talking.
He's still going on.
There's a press conference about these balls. And it's been going on for 20 minutes. It's a ball press conference.
Second one today.
I know. There are a lot of people in that room, too.
Very serious people. Serious news people. They have journalism degrees.
Oh, my gosh. There are less people interviewing the president. He's even got a ball in his hat, too.
I was going to say that. Someone should ask him if he's got a deflated ball under his knit cap.
And
he walks away slyly.
Is it perfect? Is it absolutely perfect?
That is not a perfect ball. It's intentionally imperfect.
And that's why it's perfect. Because of its imperfections.
Wait a minute. I don't know anything about it. What?
Let's just go back to the press conference.
There's more than what I initially...
What's most serious about it to you? I mean, what's the biggest problem with it from your point of view?
Just the integrity of the game.
Still going on.
They're still talking about underinflated footballs. It's on more than one national network.
And I know. And there are so many reporters in the room that are taking themselves so seriously right now.
They're going to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, this seriously,
get to the bottom of his balls.
I don't usually say this, but this needs one of the Howard Stern people to ask a question. It would be for the betterment of everybody.
I felt sort of beginning, the whole thing is you can't do anything. Nothing really can be proven. I mean, it just...
The league just wants it to go away. Nothing's probably going to happen.
They're going to send out that kid they kept showing with his towels and his balls. They're going to send it after that kid.
Well, no one's going to get fired, right?
No.
You can't fire that guy.
No.
Well, just in case you're wondering,
Bears
equipment manager Tony Medlin's going to take care of the balls for the Super Bowl coming up. He's an impartial guy. He doesn't care about the Patriots' balls or...
Nor should he.
No. Joakim Noah not going to play tonight for the Bulls. They take on the Spurs. Former Cubs catcher Giovanni Soto has signed a minor league contract with the White Sox, according to Bruce Levine. And college basketball tonight. DePaul takes on Seton Hall, the broadcast at 5:55. That'll be fun this year. This update brought to you by Rose and Mazda. You can save a fistful of dollars. And Valentine's Week coming quick. Trust Ashland Addison Florist to hand deliver your flowers. She'll be impressed. Visit ashadflorist.com. I'm Chris Ranji on the home for Bears fans and the number one station for breaking Bears and Balls news and information. 670
breaking balls?
The score.
Breaking balls.
Breaking balls.
And breaking news.
Breaking balls.
670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
There is a surge of energy that always goes in to the start of the second half.
And now it's time to begin the second half.
Talk some football about the Bears, about their future, about Matt Miller. With him, we talked everything.
Yeah,
some draft
him,
and some stuff and assessing the coordinators.
And your balls.
Happy that Gase got the job instead of front butt.
Yep.
And bull stuff. I had an NBA guy I trust say, you know what? Their defensive problem is not effort. It's not accountability. It's not communication. It's not trust. It's not how hard they play. It's the fact that they got two fives out there on the floor and they don't know quite what to do with them properly.
Tom Brady goes on and on and on. All right, that was a great play last night. You know, and I think people are probably making more of it than it was when Kevin Durant gets the ball, goes to the basket, and dunks over our guy, Martin Gortat. It was a guy. Did you see the play?
He'll send the pig after you.
Yeah, you see the play? Well,
yes.
This is the best part of it. It's a good thing that Martin Gortat is a goofy-ass guy with funny hair who chills watching porn on Saturday night and has a Humvee and a pig to play with, because this is the kind of dunk that could ruin a man without a balanced perspective on life. It was a great play.
Yeah.
And he goes up, and he's played great this year, by the way, Gortat. But Durant is like, you know, he's all everything. He's a leg, arm, everything, and he makes a dunk fairly easily over him. But I just love the fact, aside from the Humvee and the pig, which is, come on, you're walking a pig.
He's got Saturday night porn.
Saturday night porn.
God. Here's your full list of your White Sox spring training invites outside of their 40-man roster. Pitchers: Jairo Asensio, Scott Carroll, Jesse Crane, Logan Kensing, Arsenio Leon, J.D. Martin, and Brad Penny. Those are your right-handed pitchers.
Did you say Brad Pitt?
Okay. No, Brad Penny.
Penny. Oh, he's a... Okay.
If you got food, he's coming.
He's a biggin.
Yeah, he's...
he's a biggin.
Left-handers Zach Phillips and Joe Savory. Catchers George Kataris and Giovanni Soto. Infielders Juan Diaz and Andy LaRoche. So we're very LaRoche-y.
Yeah, we are.
Outfielders Tony Campana, our favorite toy baseball player.
I love him, yeah.
And Michael Taylor. And then they've got 9 players from within the organization who are non-roster invites: Chris Beck, Tyler Danish, Nolan Sandburn, Carlos Rodon, Tim Anderson, Dan Black, Micah Johnson, Courtney Hawkins, and Jared Mitchell. So that's your full list of the ads to the spring training invites for the Sox.
All right, as you know, and if you're a college football fan, you're just a couple weeks away from National Signing Day. And there is a war in Texas. There is a war in Texas, because if you recall back, if you're a college football fan, you'll remember when a kid by the name of Kyler Murray, he's a 5-star quarterback, committed to Kevin Sumlin and Texas A&M. You know, it gets coming. And this kid, by the way, I do not believe, I would need somebody to double check, but I don't think he's lost a football game his entire career.
Okay.
I don't think he has. He's like the number one dual threat quarterback in the country. Okay. So Kevin Sumlin thinks he's got him locked up, but wait a minute. Here comes Charlie Strong.
Ooh.
And Texas. And it is a war. It is nasty. And I don't think Kyler Murray at this point...
I mean, somebody's getting rich.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
My daddy going to get money.
At some point, the big bag of money is going to show up.
Yeah, I just don't know. But all of it, you know, I mean, Charlie Strong, as I said when he was at Louisville, he's a sharp guy. He knows what's going on. But he has entered into something as dirty gets in your state. And they're right there, and they're bitter enemies anyway. And here we go over a kid, by the way, that by all accounts, is one of the best quarterbacking prospects to come along in a long damn time. And here we go.
And by the way, Tom Brady's still talking.
Yes, he's still talking about
New York
his balls.
The New York Daily News now has a second witness contradicting Robert Allenby's abduction story.
Oh, no.
This is...
Oh, come on.
Yeah, remember he said he was kidnapped, and he was taken away, and he was left for dead and taken 6 miles away. Well, a new witness has come forward and told an Australian TV news channel that he and a friend came across Allenby passed out on a sidewalk, contradicting the golfer's account
of
being kidnapped and beaten and dumped in a park.
Yeah.
A homeless man said he and a friend found him passed out around 11 p.m. Friday, and that Allenby became argumentative and accusatory when they tried to help him. He's accusing us. You guys are the ones who stole my wallet and phone. The jig is up. Just hand it over. He said, I was like, no, brother, we're the ones who woke you up. We're just trying to help you. They returned to the site 2 hours after first seeing him, and he was still passed out on the sidewalk, this time with a bloody face. He appeared to have injured himself when he fell and hit his face on a rock.
That's more like it, yeah.
Allenby said he went to the Amuse Wine Bar for dinner and several glasses of red wine, joined by his caddy and another friend. He said he was later abducted, beaten, and robbed, dumped out of a car trunk, and he posted Facebook photos of himself with a gash over his left eye. Another woman said that she came across a bloodied Allenby sitting on a planter at a street corner near the wine bar.
That's one I saw, yeah.
I mean,
I'm telling you, though,
Apparently, they're also saying he was at a strip club.
Yeah, I think the reputation, though, you go to a wine bar in Honolulu, your life is at stake. Your life's at stake. Anytime. There's some EQ. That's the second half. We do it every damn day. And by the way, Tom Brady still talking.
You know, you want to go out there and try to, you know, have the most possible consistency.
Shut up.
Oh, my God. That's like a half hour already. He's still talking. I wonder if they're still screaming at him. He's
312-644-6767. The Boers and Bernstein Show. Who you crapping at 5 o'clock today? That's a warning.
That's a warning.
You have the score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Pontiac RV's winter open house and RV sale is January 23rd through the 25th. New 14s, 15s, and pre-owned RVs all on sale inside our huge indoor RV showroom. Pontiac RV is proud to add Winnebago Motorhomes to our new motorhome lineup with over 30 brands of RVs from Keystone, Coachman, Forest River, and Tiffin Motorhomes. Pontiac RV, conveniently located on Interstate 55 in Pontiac.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac RV.
Is your restaurant using the best point-of-sale system available? I'm Joe Flynn, owner of PDQ Signature Systems. If your restaurant doesn't have online ordering, delivery mapping, or a customer rewards program, you need PDQ. Whether you're casual or fine dining or quick service with delivery, if you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. Visit PDQ today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them to visit PDQPOS.com.
Sports fans, have you considered a career in sports administration? According to Forbes, the sports industry is projected to grow by $145 billion by 2015. Join one of the fastest growing industries by completing an 18-month master's degree in sports administration at Robert Morris University, Illinois. Don't drop the ball. Visit www.robertmorris.edu/masters or call Robert Morris University's Graduate School at 312-935-4812.
If you are or want to be a truck driver, there's never been a better time to check out Schneider. And that's saying a lot. For 80 years, Schneider has delivered rewarding truck driving careers. And now, we're adding many new customers with January startup dates. That means even more opportunities for you in 2015. See all that Schneider has to offer and apply at SchneiderJobs.com or call 800-44-PRIDE. That's SchneiderJobs.com or 800-44-PRIDE.
The highway, a strip of asphalt to carry you between points A and B. But in an all-new 2015 Mercedes-Benz GLA, there is no point B. Because when you're driving a GLA for Mercedes-Benz, you're not concerned with the destination, only the adventure. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer today and see the world differently in a GLA 250 4MATIC.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-816-9320. At Health Markets, our service is free. Call 800-816-9320 now. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to digital exclusives, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best. Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
When I pick those footballs out, at that point, you know, to me, they're perfect. I don't want anyone touching the balls after that. I don't want anyone rubbing them.
Nope.
You know, putting any air in them, taking any air out.
Nope.
To me, those balls are perfect, and that's what I expect when I show up on the field.
Yeah, if my grandmother basically, you know, had whatever, she'd be my uncle.
At least Brady himself, to his credit, at some point said, come on, nobody's dying. This isn't ISIS.
He's finally gone, isn't he?
Yes, he's finally gone.
My God, he was there up until like a minute and a half ago.
At one point, CNN, MSNBC, and Fox News, all three, were carrying that press conference live and staying.
Are we missing some? Are we the ones who are out of step?
No. No, this is absolutely absurd, and it's, as Rudy pointed out via email, it's why the rest of the world hates us.
Oh, there's a lot of reasons for that.
That's a good reason, though.
It is.
That is a really good reason to hate us.
It is. How about watching porn on Saturday night?
Nah, what the hell? And he's not even American.
I know, but he has a pig.
He's got a pig. Maybe the pig's watching porn, too.
Pigs
are maybe porn. Maybe he's got pig porn. I don't know. Members of pig porn. Just picture him with, it's like Homer in the Simpsons movie. He's got his old buddy, it's Marcin, and he's got his TV and his computer and his pig. He's got his arm around the pig, he's got his pants around his ankles.
He's thinking about Kevin Durant.
Well, it happens.
I talked about this the other day. From the get-go, this thing didn't particularly do anything for me. And my guess is after listening to all this crap that we just heard, and I didn't really think it'd take 32 minutes to tie him down and get him to say exactly what he kept saying over and over. I don't know how you prove anything. And so you're going to send the crack NFL team after him?
Yeah, well, here's what Phil says. He says, you're in the right to mock this, but don't take this the wrong way, but here's the serious side. We're being asked to pretend that the integrity of the NFL is somehow at risk here. The question none of the very serious people that this farcical presser are asking is, what is integrity? The NFL has no integrity. This is a league that touts as its stars a man who has done some things to at least two women who's gone largely unpunished.
Yeah.
A league where commissioner's been caught in multiple lies and then in an act befitting a Cold War dictator, more than a sports league commissioner, commissioned a whitewashing report, touted the results as if they vindicated him.
As he ever.
The league literally ruined the career of at least one neuropathologist and has placed serious roadblocks in the path of another while touting the research of a man with no qualifications in the field in an effort to deny what we all know to be true, that football causes permanent neurological damage. It's a league that allowed a player accused of a horrifying rape to play for a month after police made it clear he would be charged. And then when he was charged, the punishment levied by the league was paid leave. They allow an owner to defiantly cling to every sophistical justification every hackneyed Washington lobbyist can hand him in order not to change the blatantly racist name of his team, whose rules have become so refined as to be entirely inscrutable. And I'm being asked to believe that the PSI of a few game balls is a threat to the credibility and integrity of the game?
Yeah, this has been... You know, I think there it's great because this has been a far more serious year, just the last calendar year, for the NFL than anything I can remember. It's been a simply awful year. The once impenetrable Roger Goodell, who was Mr. Justice when he got there, is proven to be a complete boob and a liar. And he was caught in the lies and then they cover it up for him, but he's a liar. And he lied to all of you more than once. He lied to you during that press conference about 50 times about everything and everybody. The Ray Rice thing, I know he saw it. And I know Ray Rice told him that I hit her. I know he did. And everybody knows he did. So I think when you're in the stuff you mentioned there, you really think this is, after all that's going on in this league with all these people, you think this is a big problem.
It just and of course, and the best part about all of this play acting is how many people are lying. Everybody knows what happened. Of course he likes the balls like that. And of course the Belichick knew and Brady knew. And that's just what they did. And they got their hand was in the cookie jar. They're caught. And now we have all these massive desire for inquests. What happened? What? Come Kravitz. On. Come on.
Not Lenny.
Firing.
I mean, he wants them executed.
I mean,
it's unbelievable. I haven't really with the issues the NFL has. This is hardly, you know, to me, a shocking, awful, oh my God, they did it again moment.
We'll grab some phone calls after an update. We got an hour before crapping on the score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's original sports talk station. Visit your local Hyundai dealer for a test drive today.
Suburban Tire Auto Care Center, Chicagoland's tire professionals, is the store to get your car ready for winter. Suburban Tire stocks thousands of tires from all the brand names, including Michelin, where right now you can get a $70 mail-in rebate. Rebate offer good November 10th through December 8th. Stop in now and get $20 off any oil change or $40 off coolant flush. Forget the national chains. Visit them at SuburbanTire.com for money-saving coupons or their store locations in St. Charles, Hanover Park, Oswego, Roselle, or the Superstore on North Avenue in Glendale Heights. Suburban Tire Auto Care Centers, Chicagoland's premier independent tire dealer. See redemption form for complete offer details. Offer expires 12/8/14. Void or prohibited. Reward card issued by U.S. Bank pursuant to license from MasterCard International Incorporated.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the OneTouch Baylor Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Baylor Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom. I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Let's go lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Call 800-995-7159. That's 800-995-7159.
There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to 5-Star Warranty to see if you qualify. Call 877-274-4640. That's 877-274-4640.
Radio.com and People Magazine want to sing you to music's biggest night.
Grammy nominee.
The Grammy goes to...
Fair to Los Angeles and hotel stay. Enter now at radio.com/Grammys-sweepstake. The CBS Chicago weather app makes it easy to check your weather on the go. Get real-time local updates from our trusted meteorologists and stay informed with hourly, daily, and 10-day forecasts. Explore interactive maps, receive severe weather warnings, and even share your weather photos with the CBS Chicago newsroom. Plus, watch exclusive video updates from our weather experts at CBS 2.